This is Matthew Gage. You're listening to lesson number 7 of Baptist Basics University course, Bus Ministry 101. This lesson we're going to cover weekly visitation. What to do when you visit your bus route. Not if, but when you visit your bus route. Every rider, or solid prospect at least, needs to be visited in person every week if at all possible. I know sometimes people will tell you, hey, you don't have to stop by here every week. Or, you know, the kids are coming. We'll call you if they're not coming. No, you still need to stop by and make a personal appearance. You need to develop that connection, even with the parents. You need to develop that rapport with the parents, too. Hopefully, to be able to win them and get them in church also. There are some times this is not possible, especially with weather problems and such. This is why I would recommend that you keep a list of phone numbers. This will go back to having a permission slip system or something, a good record system at least. But if you have something like that you can use, be a big help and blessing to you, I guarantee you. Because like down here in Texas, now we don't get a lot of cold weather, but we do get ice. We don't get a lot of snow, but we will get ice. And sometimes that will fall on the weekend, and you can't get out. Sometimes that will fall on Sunday, and you can't get out. And that's really good to have phone numbers to call and tell everybody you're not coming. But that's a good thing to fall back on. Don't try to kill yourself visiting people. I mean, if it's hazardous, don't worry about it. Most people, if they have any sense at all, which common sense ain't all that common anymore, but most people will understand. If you don't stop by, they don't hear back from you, they'll understand. But if you can't get to visit them, at least make an attempt at making contact with them over the phone. But a normal week, regardless of how crunched for time you are, somebody, you or another worker, somebody that hopefully they know, that the people know, or the kids know, needs to make an appearance at those people's house to talk to them. Something that's often asked is what's the best time to catch people at home? Most of the time, most bus visitations take place Saturday morning. After about 10 o'clock is usually pretty good to catch people home. Before that, people are usually still asleep. They stay up, you know, partying on Friday night. They're usually not awake before 10 a.m. I don't recommend making stops before 10 a.m. But you're also going to run into catching a lot of people because, hey, you know, they're going to go to the lake. They got ball games. They're going to go visit family. So Saturday is a pretty busy day. If you can't catch them Saturday morning, Saturday evening's usually pretty good. Next to that, Friday evening's very good. Thursday evening's pretty good also. But I would not visit any earlier in the week than that. If I can't go Saturday, I might try to go Friday night. If I can't go Saturday morning, I'll try to go Friday night or Saturday evening. But Friday, Saturday, the closer you get to Sunday, the better. That's why Saturday works the best. It stays fresh in the kids' minds. Now, how long it takes you to visit and how long you stay at a stop depends on your route, depends on the stop. A general rule of thumb is that I've heard is that 1 hour of visiting is good for 10 riders a week. Now, most of the big routes that run 80, 90 or, you know, so, they have a lot of people visiting different, you know, they'll split it up and these people go visit here, these people go visit there, but it usually does average out to be about that. Usually, you can visit a route in a few hours. If it's taking you longer than that, you're probably taking too much time or your route's too spread out. You really need to be able to visit, if you hurry, you need to be able to visit all of your bus route in less than 2 hours is what I would just personally recommend. Because there are going to be times you're going to be crunched for time and need to do it. Or, as I say, in case of like bad weather or something like that and you need to rush through and hurry, you need to be able to do it in less than a couple hours if you hurry. Not saying you do that every week, but if you hurry, it's best if you can visit your route or your portion route. Now, a lot of people, as I mentioned, on a big route will split up their route, and the bus captain will go visit here, and a trusted worker, not just any worker, but a trusted worker, will go visit these kids over here. Or maybe that will, the bus captain put them in charge of that section or that neighborhood. That's a very good way to help, help develop a new bus captain, is gives people that type of responsibility. But SA, you need to visit every kid and your best prospects every week. Now, as far as prospects go, I'm not sure if I have this covered here. I don't remember. I guess I will make this real quick later. But as far as a prospect goes, a good prospect, somebody who would probably come just any week, I'm going to visit every week. There's some people that, they may have rode once 6 months ago and that's it. I'm not going to visit those people every week. I'm not going to be a nuisance. Now, I may visit them once a month. Even I'll tell you the truth, some kids that are a little less faithful and only pop up every 2 or 3 months, I may not visit them every week, every 2-3 weeks. I'm going to tell you the truth, sometimes I feel like I am being a nuisance or being a bother, I may skip a week and not go by there if I feel like if I'm being a bother to the people. I know that sounds extreme to a lot of people, but that's something those are some things you're going to have to do to keep a good relationship with parents and such. Let me do a rundown of what you need to do each week. Hopefully that you have a bus ministry meeting to rally your troops for battle. Usually this will take place Saturday mornings, and you have most people will come in, they'll go over any announcements, any upcoming promotions, and usually have like a devotion. Some people sing songs and stuff. The best ones have breakfast. You know, anytime you have food, that's a plus in my book. But it's also a great time to do some training or just plain motivate people. But I recommend that if your bus ministry does not have that, if you're the bus captain or if you're just a bus worker, I would encourage you to get something like that started. Get with your bus captain, get with your bus director, and get something like that started. Even if you have a bus ministry-wide meeting, you probably still need to have a weekly meeting with just your bus workers. Maybe just for a few minutes after that to kind of get on the same page and go over who's visiting who, or make plans, and et cetera. Or maybe you've got a specific area you want somebody to visit. That's a good time to do it. Usually take just a few minutes right after bus meeting. If you have enough workers to do that, you know, the route I'm on right now, we just have me and my wife usually going out visiting. But now when we were in Kentucky, we'd have sometimes 4 to 6 workers on one of those big buses. So we'd split up, 2 of us here, 2 of us there, 2 of us over there. And we'd even split up the route. You visit these 15 kids, you visit these, and I'll get these kids over here. And, you know, if you get time, why don't you knock over here? That's a good time to do that also, is in conjunction with this weekly meeting. Something else you may want to do is meet up after you visit and kind of go over and recap things. That's something that maybe you want to incorporate, especially if you buy lunch. As I say, I'm all about the food there. Something else you need to have are flyers. You need to have something to leave at the door if the people are not home. And also you need to be able to have it if there's something big going on. Have a flyer that talks about the big day you're having that you can hand to the people. So that way that they know. And if you tell the parents, hey, we're having pizza tomorrow, they'll maybe forget to tell the kids. Get a big 8.5 by 11 size handout flyer that you copied and hand it to them with a big pizza slice picture on it. And the kids are going to find that. They're going to see it. Now, a good flyer will have any type of upcoming or current promotion on it. If there's something going on that week, it's on the flyer. And now a big week, I will also, you know, put little plugs in here, you know, make a little box or something that says, oh, don't miss next week. We're going to have, you know, Rodeo Sunday or whatever you want to have there. But also may want to put in a little plug if you're having big promotions coming up. You need a space to write the time. I like to have on there actually something that says, like, we'll be by around, :, and, you know, a blank, you know, an underscore blank there. That way I can leave it at the door and say we'll be by about 9:00 in the morning. That way the people know that you're going to be there and about the time. This is good, especially with newer routes. I would not leave this at a I'm getting a little ahead of myself here. I wouldn't necessarily leave this at every door I visit, you know, just cold turkey, leave it at a door. this is something I would use for people who are coming or have a high possibility of coming, a very good prospect. Or pretty much any prospect for that matter, if I use it to try to get the people to come. Now, you need that space at the right time for people to come by. Also, you need to have the address and phone number of the church on there. And you need to have that type of contact information. Have the name of the church. I guess I have that in your notes, but the name of the church needs to be on there, where the church is, and the phone number of the church. It'll shock you how many parents will let their kids ride your bus who have no idea what the name of the church is that their kids are going to. So get that in front of them every week. That way they have something to get a hold of you in case something happens. Now, I'm going to tell you, every now and then I've printed out my own flyers, even if we had some available. And I would even print my own personal mobile phone number on there so people could be able to get a hold of me, just kind of get my phone number out. And in fact, I honestly have not done that for probably 2 months. We had a promotion that we were doing, and there wasn't flyers available, so I printed some up and I put my mobile phone number. There is a family that still, just I would say 2 weeks ago, the mom called me on my cell phone number because she programmed it into her phone off of that flyer. So that's something you may want to do. Listen, if you have to, you can print your own. It's not that hard to do. A lot of people do like to leave church tracts or like a bus brochure. That's also a very good idea, to make a trifold bus brochure to kind of tell what the bus ministry is. That's a very good thing if you can do that too. But let me cover some of this. You don't necessarily have to have a new flyer every week. I like to have generic flyers, stuff that just say, come ride the happy bus. Come, don't miss church this weekend. Something like that. There's all kinds of crazy little slogans to do with a picture. Don't make them all text. Have a picture. Kids are very picture oriented. When I was in college, when the church would have a generic flyer, I would grab as many of them as I could. I'd go back on Sunday night after all the buses ran through, still some sitting on the table. I'd grab them because I like to have a stock of these, because you'd get out and run out, and I would have something to be able to give people. And sometimes there may be a week that, there's no promotion going on, so whoever it is that in charge of making flyers didn't get one made. Well, you've got something to fall back on. So I recommend having a stack of generic flyers if you can have them. Now, be sure not to leave one that's promoting something you're not having. We've made that mistake before. That's not fun. As far as making them, it's really pretty simple to do. I guarantee you that your computer has a program you can do it on. Microsoft Works, Microsoft Word, if you're using Windows. I'm not a big Mac guy, but I guarantee you any type of word processor you can do it in. Linux, if you're really a geek, you probably have OpenOffice or AbbeyWord or something like that on there. And those of you who have no idea what I was just talking about, just let it go. Take too long to explain. You want to use a program that you can play. Don't use just the plain old Windows Notepad. Windows WordPad, you could do a little bit with it. I wouldn't recommend it. I would recommend going with Works or Word as far as Windows goes, or WordPerfect, etc. But you need something you can make the fonts pretty and make them big and change them to something real fancy. And really, really great if you can do something where you can add boxes and graphics and stuff like that. Honestly, I've done some decent looking flyers in Microsoft Word. It's not hard. Programs like a PrintShop, that's a very popular one, or Microsoft Publisher, they work great too. Those are probably your best bet if you can get a program like that. There's a ton of them out there. Printmaster, anything like that. Anything you can print, brochures and flyers and stuff. I guarantee you can go to Walmart and probably buy one for $10. And it doesn't have to be fancy. Just needs to have graphics and be usable. Normally a flyer, a big flyer, make it the full page. You can even cut down on that if you have something you can cut them in half with, is print out two on like a landscape where it's going long ways. Print two flyers out side by side. What you do to do that though, let me give you this hint: design one flyer on one half of it, and then select all that and copy it and put it on the other side. But if you do that, that'll cut down on some paper. You get a little bit more bang for your buck doing that way. Now, you want especially leave flyers at the homes of where you don't talk to anybody of a regular rider. I like to give them to people I talk to. Sometimes if I talk to somebody, I may not give them a flyer. I'll just tell them what's going on. If it's a really big week, everybody gets a flyer. But I may not give one to everybody. Now, you're going to want to visit your regulars every week. Somebody who rides the majority of Sundays needs to be visited every week. In fact, this is what I do when I first start going out. What I like to do, unless your area is pretty spread out like mine is, what I like to do, though, is visit my regulars first. I want to be sure I've got my bases covered there. Don't go out and visit for 3 hours and get carried away visiting new stops and forget to visit your new or your regular riders. You don't want to lose what you have for the sake of gaining more. So you want to spend some time there. Don't spend a lot of time at these doors. I mean, hey, you've already got them. You don't have to convince them to come. They come. So just a few minutes. Also, a lot of times I'll knock on the door, parent answer doors. Hey, how's it going this week? Hey, I was just going to stop by, make sure the kids are coming this week. Because, you know, people know you. You don't have to go through a big introduction or spiel or anything. And they'll say, oh, yeah, they'll be here. Yeah, I look forward to it. Oh, well, great. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be by about 8:30 in the morning. And, boy, can't wait. Hey, let me tell you, too. This week, tell the kids we're going to have, we're having pizza this week. And they don't want to miss. Oh, and they'll say, oh, wow, that's great. Hey, here's little Johnny's right here. Hey, Johnny. And you'll say, hey, Johnny, hey, guess what? You coming next week? You coming tomorrow? Oh, yeah, I'm coming. Well, that's great. You know, hey, you do not want to miss. We're going to have pizza next week. You going to be there? Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there. Okay, well, that's great. Hey, we'll see y'all guys in the morning. That's all. And I hope you can follow along with me. I can't do different voices very well with my deep voice. So, but I hope you can follow along. Honestly, that is the extent of visiting a regular. Now, you can spend full time, get personal. You don't want to get caught up listening to about sick grandma and stuff like that. And you can. But for the most part, quick visits. However, don't pass up on opportunities to witness to somebody, especially a parent. Or, hey, honestly, a lot of times I've seen stop and talk to people just sitting down on the front porch. You know, next door, somebody I hadn't talked to in a while. Don't get so wrapped up mechanical in your visiting and in your routine that you don't take these opportunities. You need to be soul conscious. You need to have your eyes open for the opportunities that the Lord gives you. If you get a chance to do good, don't miss it. Whether that be witnessing or helping somebody, you know, catch their runaway cop, you know, I don't care what it is, but you need to do good while you're out there. The last thing I want to do here is just a suggestion that I have is to make new stops last. First and foremost, I want to visit my regulars. Second of all, I want to make sure that I have prospects covered. I mean, honestly, if the kid doesn't come but once every month, I'm not going to be that worried if I don't have time to go visit him. But I want to make sure that I got my regulars covered. I want to then make sure I've got my prospects covered or people who don't come very often. And then last of all, I'm going to make my new stops. One reason to do this is, honestly, you're more apt to catch people home on Saturday mornings. The later you get in the day, people are going to be up moving around. You'll be a lot easier to catch them at home. It's also, as I said, it's very important to cover the ones you've got first. Don't lose them. I've covered in other sections in this series some things about finding new stops. I'm not necessarily going to cover that here. In fact, I think I have. I'm scrolling down. Yeah, it'll be a couple lessons. Now it'll be lesson 9. I've got a whole lesson on finding new riders, some things I've learned and that I think will help you do that. So we're going to cover that there and go ahead and wrap up this lesson. Let me encourage you, though, to stick with it. It gets dull. It gets old. Boy, Saturday morning comes around and you want to go fishing. You'll have all kinds of stuff you'll think you need to do Most important thing is, though, you need to get out there and get these bus kids visited. And I'm going to tell you, it will show if you don't put the proper effort in visiting. It will show on Sunday morning. Now, it doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes I've had weeks where I had to rush through and barely even said hi to everybody I visited because I had pressing engagements and such and had a good turnout. There's been weeks I visited 2 extra hours and didn't have hardly anybody to show for it. But I'm going to tell you something, it will show. The people who are good visiting, who are good at the doors of the regular riders, good with prospects, it shows. It shows in the kids they have. It'll show on Sunday morning. It always does. You know, honestly, Sunday morning, there's a lot of work still involved on Sunday morning when you pick up the kids and get them to church. But really, the work is done on Saturday. The main work of the bus ministry is done on Saturday morning or whenever you choose to visit. That's when you're going to really put the toil and sweat and blood and tears in. And you're not going to build a bus route on Sunday morning. You're going to build a bus route on Saturday morning. There's some things you can do, and we covered that in a previous lesson, talking about promotions and such. There's some stuff you can do on Sunday mornings that will help tremendously. But you will never, ever build a bus route unless you put the work in on Saturday. I mentioned the rule of thumb that I've heard that 1 hour of visiting is good for 10 riders. That's, honestly, in my experience, that's pretty close to true as far as my personal experience has been. And I'm going to tell you, the weeks I've put barely, a little over an hour in because I've had to rush through, usually didn't have very more than 10 kids or less. And when I've been able to, for a few weeks in a row, put in some extra time, the bus route showed it. I've had new kids. I've had kids that hadn't been for a while. I've, been able to get them back on the bus. So just remember, the hardest part of the bus ministry, the hardest work you're going to do is Saturday morning. That's when you make or break your bus route. If it's going to grow, it's going to be a result of the work you put in on Saturday. Don't neglect Sunday for it. I mean, you want to be balanced out here. And I'm all about balance. But your visitation is so important. Be kind, be friendly. I didn't even cover anything like that, but be kind, be friendly, be energetic. Don't blow people off, for the sake of getting through everybody. If somebody wants to talk, be friendly. Listen. Now, don't put yourself in a bad situation or anything, but if they want to talk about poor, sick grandma, listen about poor, sick grandma. It won't hurt you, and that 5 minutes of time will buy you a friend and really go a long ways into keeping a rider. Because if you're not friendly to the parents, they're not going to let their kids come with you. The main reason parents let their kids come and let them keep coming is because they build a little bit of a relationship with you and they trust you. They trust the church to an extent, but that's like most of them don't even know what the name of the church is their kids go to, and I'm being brutally honest there. But it's because of the relationship with you. And if you can build that kind of rapport with the parents, you're going to go a long way in keeping and reaching those children. And I'm going to tell you something else, you'll go even further than that and you'll reach parents. The people who just go through the motions and get the kids on the bus don't reach parents. The people who take the time to talk to them a little bit and actually develop a relationship with them on Saturdays, they're the ones that win parents. They're the ones that make the greatest impact because they can win the whole family. I know this hasn't been the longest lesson. I hope it's been a challenge and encouragement to you, maybe been a help. As all my lessons are, I feel like I say about that same phrase every time, but that's my prayer. I want to help you be a better bus worker. I want to help you further your own personal ministry, whatever it is. Maybe there's something. Maybe you're not even involved in the bus ministry. You are in some other type of ministry, and maybe there's something here that can help you in that. I know a lot of the stuff I cover can go from bus ministry to children's church to Sunday school to just, you know, general preaching in some cases. But listen, I hope it's a blessing, encouragement to you. I don't feel like I'm wasting my time doing this at all, because I feel like the information is vital. I feel like it is important, and I feel like it'll help you. And I appreciate it. Boy, if you've listened to this, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You've made a long way. Number one, you've listened to me for over 20 minutes. But if you've listened to all the other lessons, I mean, you've already... This is lesson 7, I believe it was. And I mean, you've already listened to quite a bit of me. And I appreciate that. I don't take that lightly, the honor that you've given me in that. I pray that God blesses you and your ministry. Go out there, find some kids, get them on the bus. Let's win them. Let's win this next generation for Christ. God bless.